Dr. Wieland, what do you see as a major source of gender stereotypes in journalism? Can you give us an example?
Stereotypes sell. So when you have women suffering, that's a very common theme that every newspaper would take without questioning you. But when you have a story, well, suddenly the roles don't really fit. I mean, where did you get this from? Are you sure that this is true? And so on. So you get more investigative questions from the editors. Ethno-nationalism. Everybody reported on Serbs, Croats, and Muslims. Suddenly there's someone, in this case it was me, who said that there is no ethnic conflict. But then you need good stories. You need good stories to prove it. Ethno-nationalism is indirectly also a gender issue, although it doesn't appear that way. It's most of all a political issue, which has consequences up to border drawings and international law and so on, because new states are emerging, ethnic cleansing, etc. But it has also the aspect that the paradigm of ethno-nationalism puts women into a focus that makes them even more vulnerable than in ordinary conflicts.